মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় রাধা গোপী জন বালাবা নন্দন ব্রজ জন যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন যমুন চিরা যমুন চিরা জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী গোপী জন বালাব গিরিবারধারী গোপী জন বালাব গিরিবারধারী যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন যশোর নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন নটী রাবণ যমুন তীরাবন জয় রার মাধব ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। ওকে, শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো 11 টেক্সট নম্বর চ্যাপ্টার নম্বর 8, text number 8.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 11 篇, 第8 章, 第80 节.
Yoshidhiranya Varanam Bharadi Dravyeshu Maya Rachiteshu Muda. Pralo Vitatma Yapa Bhoga Buddha Patangava Nashati Nashta Drishti. Yoshidhiranya Varanam Bharadi Dravyeshu Maya Rachiteshu Mudaha Pralobitatma Yupabodha Buddha Patangava Nashati Nashta Drishti Yoshidhiranya Varanam Bharadi Dravyeshu Maya Rachiteshu Mudaha Pralobitatma Yupabodha Buddha Patangava Nashati Nashta Drishti. You want to chant?
Okay. Yoshidhiranya Paranam Paranam Paradi Dravyeshu Maya Rachiteshu Muda Pralobitatma Yupabhoga Buddha Pratangavanashyati Nashta Drishtihi
Okay, good. Yoshit of women.
Yoshit, 女人的。
Hiranya, golden.
金致的。
Abharana, ornaments.
饰物。
Ambara, clothing.
衣物。
Adi, and so on.
等等，诸如此类的。
Dravyeshu. Upon seeing such things.
一旦看见这些事物。
Maya, by the illusory energy of the Lord.
由于主的虚幻能量。
Rachiteshu. Manufactured.
制造的
Muda, a fool with no discrimination.
没有分辨力的蠢人
Pralobhita, aroused by lusty desires.
由于色欲被色欲所激扰
Atma, such a person.
这样一个人
He certainly
肯定的
Upaboga for sense gratification
为了感官享乐
Bhujya with the desire
怀着心愿
Patangavat like the moth
如同飞蛾一般
Nashati is destroyed.
被摧毁。
Nashta is ruined.
被毁灭。
Drishti, whose intelligence.
谁的智性。
A foolish person with no intelligent discrimination is immediately aroused.At the sight of a lusty woman, beautifully decorated with golden ornaments, fine clothing and other cosmetic features, being eager for sense gratification, such a fool loses all intelligence and is destroyed just like the moth who rushes into the blazing fire.
译文，一旦看见一位色迷迷的打扮的装 用金饰物把自己修饰的美轮美奂的色眯眯的女子的时候一个蠢人他没有分辨力便立刻就激动不安起来了这样一个女人她穿着优雅的服饰涂着化妆品这样一个蠢人渴望感官享乐便丧失了所有的智性他恰似飞蛾扑火一般被毁灭了。
Report. Actually, women have the power to attract men through all the material senses. Men become lusty by seeing the body of a woman, by smelling her fragrance, by hearing her voice.By tasting her lips, by touching her body. However, the foolish relationship based on material sex attraction begins by seeing, and thus rupa, or form, is very prominent in the process of ruining one's intelligence. This fact has been exploited in modern times by huge pornography industries which prey on the unfortunate men and women. The example of the foolish moth,rushing into the fire and destroying itself is most appropriate in this regard. The one who becomes addicted to the momentary pleasure of sex indulgence certainly loses his power to understand the spiritual reality beyond dull matter.
要知，实际上， 女人具有凭借所有物质感官吸引男子的能力。男子一见到女人的形体，闻到她的芳香，听到她的声音，碰到她的嘴唇，触碰到她的身体，就会产生色欲。然而基于世俗性色性吸引的愚蠢关系，从视觉开始， Rupa 或形体是毁掉智慧的过程当中尤为突出的一项。这一点已被当今靠掠夺不幸的男女而生存的庞大色情行业肆意利用。关于这一点，飞蛾扑火自取灭亡的例子是再恰当不过了。因为沉溺于短暂的性放纵的人们，这必丧失了解毫无生气的物质背后的灵性真相的能力。
Finished. Okay, there's one more paragraph. The person becomes blind and foolish through sex indulgence, and his soul is lost in the fire of sense gratification. The whole disaster can be avoided by taking seriously the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his empowered representatives like Srila Prabhupada have created a movement to save people from the dungeon of material life. And we should all seriously take advantage of this opportunity.
色欲熏天的人因纵情性享乐而变得愈发盲目愚蠢。他的灵魂迷失在感官享乐的烈焰当中，认真唱诵主的圣名 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare， 就能避免这整个灾难。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 及其授权的代表，例如 Srila Prabhupada 发起一场把人们从物质生命的地牢中拯救出来的运动，所以我们都应该认真利用这个机会。Finished.
Good. Om Agana Timirunda Shaganandana Shalakaya Chaksu Milikanyena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Svakitam Yena Bhutam Vayam Rupa KadamayamDatti Swapadam Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sajajatam Bhagana Raghana Purukam Kusudhuvam Prajaitam Bhavadutam Parijanaha Sahita Krishna Chaitanya DevamShri Shivara Krishna Bhagavata Lalita Shri Vishakha So this is important and misunderstood by many people.
Sorry, I missed first sentence. What is misunderstood?
Misunderstood. Many people don't understand the real meaning of this.
Okay. 很多人误会了卡利年代的含义。
So it's said that the form of a woman is the sum total of all Maya. Mm-hmm.
据说女人的形象是整个妈代表了整个妈呀。
So Maya is the illusory energy which attracts everybody to forget Krishna.
Maya 是虚幻能量，它让人们忘记了一切。
So a lot of devotees in the early days, they thought that would ruin his mind. But that's not right. But so we see in any traditional culture, the women cover their form by their dress.
在传统文化当中，女人会用她们的衣服把自己的整个形体裹起来。
But at the same time, that attractiveness is required in order to induce people to propagate and have children.
与此同时，也有必要吸引男子，以便能够繁衍后代。
It's just supposed to be used, you know, properly. So nowadays, the Kali Yuga is telling the women, expose your body as much as possible. It's beautiful. Nothing wrong with your body. It's not that there's anything wrong with it, but we just have to utilize things properly.
现代在当今年代呢，这个大肆宣传女子可以穿暴露的衣服，什么露脐装啊，就可以尽可能暴露自己。但是他们误会了，就是这个躯体应该正确的加以利用。
So there's a story, the famous boxer Muhammad Ali.He's a very famous athlete in the world. I don't know if he was famous in China.
A boxer, right?
Yeah, fighter.
Oh, fight. 有一个就是非常有著名的拳王阿里。
He was the most popular world champion ever.
他是那个拳击冠军，很有名。
But he was quite religious. He was Muslim.
他很有宗教心，因为他是一个穆斯林。
So one time, my daughter came and she was dressed in the tight skirt or the short pants or something, in the tight everything.
有一次呢，他女儿就进来了，他女儿穿着这个短裙，就是很就是裹的把自己身体裹得很紧。
So he didn't chastise her. He was very nice.
他并没有斥责自己的女儿，态度是很和蔼的。
But he told her, like, you know, if you had a lot of money, would you just walk around with it sticking out of your back pocket, or you know, would you just hold it out in the open? Of course not. When you go in public.
他就给他讲说，如果你有很多的钱，然后呢？你就拿这个钱，你就把它暴露着，到大街上到处逛大街。
So the same way, your body is very valuable, and you shouldn't expose it to just anyone and everyone because it disturbs men. And when those men get disturbed, they make a lot of trouble. They rape, they get angry.
这个道理，这个身体躯体也是很珍贵的，所以如果就是暴露着身体在大街上乱闲逛，就会刺激男子，然后男子就会犯下强奸罪，或者变得很愤怒。
But Kali is working very hard to teach the opposite thing, opposite civilization.
卡利也非常努力地在工作，正好做相反的宣传。
Like if you go in any airport, they have a huge shop of perfume.
在机场上，我们看到有那些商店做着那个香水广告。
All with pictures of very beautiful, lusty women and men.
大巨幅的色迷迷的男子女子的画像。
Names like night passion, mad lust, and all kinds of things. Telling people if you put this on, you'll be very attractive to the opposite sex.
就给这个香水起名字叫什么呀，叫这个一夜销魂等等等等，就是说你涂了这个香水啊就可以去享受了，吸引有魅力。
Because Kali wants people to be overly lusty and crazy so that they don't think about God.
Kali 就希望Kali 就想让人们变得很色欲，并不想让人们变得很正统。
So an intelligent person will think, well, how can we avoid this?You can avoid it by taking seriously the chanting of the Holy Name, because that will give us happiness way beyond any kind of material happiness.
一个严肃认真的人就会思考，该怎么能够避免这种事情呢？通过唱诵圣名，就可以使人们体验到超越躯体的快乐。
So, Prabhupada is very kindly.Arrange the whole society so that we can associate with devotees and experience the higher pleasure of chanting the holy name and hearing Krishna Katha.
圣帕拉德他如此的安排了整个的协会，好让奉献者可以通过唱诵圣名，可以体验到崇高的快乐。
So just to mention, everybody knows this is the month of Kartik now.
啊，众所周知，这个月是著名的 Kartik 月了。
The month of Damodar.
是 Damodar 月。
So I hope everybody is lighting a flame or a candle or something every day for Damodar.
我希望呢。每个人都为大妈主大妈大儿点灯，点了灯啊，或者点了蜡烛。
The month of Kartik is explained. It's like a big sale, like some department store puts everything cheap and going out of business. Everything half price, everything one third price.
大妈。咱们大二月呢，就好像是商店呢开始到年底大促销一样的，打折、五折或者是三折。
So Krishna is very merciful, and he wants everyone to get the most benefit.
Krishna 特别的仁慈，他希望人们得到最大的利益。
So he made this special month for.Whatever you do spiritual, you get much more benefit than other months.
他就特别安排了这个月，无论在这个月做了些什么，就得到了，会得到比其他的月，所得到的好处要高出很多。
It's especially to attract people that don't normally do any spiritual activity. To think, well, if I do it just for 1 month, I can get so much extra.Benefit. And then he makes it especially easy that all you have to do is offer a flame.
特别吸引那些根本就不从事灵修的人们，他们就在这个月他们会了解到，只要我在这个月很简单的供奉一盏灯就能得到那么多好处。
It only takes a few minutes.
只需要花几分钟时间。
And it's very cheap.
而且又很廉价，很便宜。
You know how cheap it is to buy one packet of little candles.
买一盒灯也花不了几个钱。
A little more expensive if ghee wick is ideal. Use ghee. Prabhupada said in the beginning, offer a candle. The first time he talked about it.
帕帕德说，一开始呢，就只要供奉一根蜡烛。但是就是更好的就是供奉酥油灯。
And just that offering a flame every day in the Kartik to the deity, even probably just a picture of Damodar, picture of Krishna and Guru, you can be so much spiritual benefit, like you've done all yagyas and yagyas and everything.
他说是
只需要 简单的供奉一盏灯就能得到巨大的好处，就像超过了去做压个压。
So I'm going to go to the, thank you, to the next verse. Dokam Stokam Gesed Krasam Deho Vrate Puyavata Vihan Ahimsam Atishte Vittam Madhu Karim Muni. This one is positive, what we should do. Translation.The saintly person should accept only enough food to keep his body and soul together. He should go from door to door accepting just a little bit of food from each family. Thus he should practice the occupation of a honeybee.
译文，一位圣人应当仅仅接受足以维持躯体和灵魂在一起的食物。他应当挨家挨户从每一个家庭接受一点点食物，如此以来，他练习蜜蜂的事物。
Okay, purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedna, the disciples of His Divine Grace.Sometimes a honeybee is attracted by the extraordinary aroma of a particular lotus flower and lingers there, neglecting his usual activity of flying from flower to flower. Unfortunately, at sunset, the lotus flower closes and the infatuated honeybee is trapped. Similarly, a sannyasi or brahmachari may discover that excellent foodstuff is available at a particular house.Therefore, instead of wandering from place to place, he became a veritable resident of such a well-fed house. Thus, he will become bewildered by the illusion of family life and fall down from the platform of renunciation.
教旨，有时蜜蜂被某种莲花奇特的芳香吸引，止足不前，忘记了一朵花儿采蜜的日常活动。日落时分，莲花闭合，痴迷的蜜蜂因此不幸被困。同样 ，sannyasi 或 brahmachari 可能会发现某家有美味佳肴，于是成为丰衣足食之家的常客，不再从一处漫游至另一处。如此，他被家居生活的幻象所困，从气绝的层面上。
Also, if a mendicant takes unfair advantage of the Vedic custom of charity and takes too often from the single family, the resentment he causes will disturb the social order. An ideal sage should, like the honeybee, travel from place to place, but he must be careful not to become a chubby bee by going to many houses and eating sumptuously at every house.
倘若乞丐滥用韦达布施习俗，频繁接受某一家的布施，那么他引起的怨愤将扰乱社会秩序。理想的圣人应当像蜜蜂一样从一处行至另一处，但是他必须小心谨慎，切莫成为挨家挨户饱食每餐的圆胖蜜蜂。
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Such a chubby bee will undoubtedly become entangled in the network of Maya. No one should be overly attached to the gratification of his tongue, because this will lead to an overstuffed belly and then uncontrollable lust. In conclusion, one should not endeavor very much for material sense gratification, but should instead endeavor strenuously to spread the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna.This is the proper use of human energy.
是的，巴提西丹塔萨萨提塔库说，毋庸置疑， 这样一只丰满圆润的蜜蜂纠缠在玛雅的罗网中，人不该过分依附一己舌头的享乐，因为这会导致腰肥肚大，滋生不可控制的色欲。总之，人不该过分追求物质感官享乐，而应当竭尽全力传播至尊主 Krishna 的荣耀，这才是善用人的精力。Finish.
So a nice example, the honeybee gets in. Some lotuses are open in the daytime and they close up at night.
所以这是一个很好的例子，有一些睡莲白天张开，晚上闭合。
Some are open in the night and close up in the day.
有些睡莲晚上开放，白天闭合。
But I guess the bees, they go out in the daytime, so sometimes they get inside one lotus flower and it's so nectarine, so much nectar there, they don't fly out. Normally they jump. If you watch the bees, they don't stay anywhere very long. They just touch some flower and go to the next one, next one, next one.
有的睡莲呢特别的芳香，有些蜜蜂呢就会沉醉在这样的睡莲的花蜜当中不能自拔。通常来说，蜜蜂它会从一朵花很轻易的就是跳到另外一朵花。
I remember I was in Los Angeles and Prabhupada gave four devotees to Sonia. Indeed.
我记得有一次圣帕帕德就在洛杉矶，有一天他就授予四个人sannyasa启迪。
So after the ceremony, they went in to ask Prabhupada for advice on being a sannyasa.
在仪式过后，这四位新启迪sannyasa就进入帕帕的房间，就希望能得到圣帕帕德有关于成为sannyasa的相关的建议。
So he told them, when you go to a householder's house, don't think, oh, this is so nice, or this would be a really nice place to stay.
帕帕德就告诉这个四位 sannyasi, 如果你们去某人的家中，你们不要心生这个羡慕之心。哎呀，这个房子这么好，待在这里不错呀。
So when we had a meeting, sannyasis, you know, we're talking about what is a very challenging, difficult thing being a sannyasi.
成为 sannyasi 出生是一个很大的挑战，有很多的麻烦。
This is more true in an Indian, if you're visiting Indian people. But for them, the culture is to feed the sannyasi very opulently.
尤其是在印度，印度文化是他们会给 sannyasi 提供丰盛的食物。
So Prabhupada said that they have to feed you, but you don't have to eat it all.
帕帕说，他们必须要给 sannyasi 提供丰盛、丰衣足食，但是 sannyasi 他不需要全部吃下去。
You have to control your senses, so that's why.The traditional sannyasi, they travel. They only go to someone's house very quickly, take a little milk or something, do a little preaching, and if they give any other donation, you take it. But they're not concerned with that. They just want to give Krishna knowledge to people.
This sannyasi, 呢，他们通常不会在一个家中停留很长时间，可能他们就会去喝一点牛奶，接受一些布施，因为他们的职责就是传播 Krishna 的知识，他们不会恋恋不舍。
I remember in Japan it was I met one American boy who was studying for Buddhist be a monk or something.He was living in the temple you know, to get to, they have like a time for the new monks, they study for some time before they can practice officially.
我记得我在那个日本的时候碰到一个年轻人，他是一个美国人，那他在庙里的，他正式的加入庙之前呢，他必须要在庙里首先来学习该怎么去修行。
So they, you know, they have an ashram, it's remote, and during the week they're very austere. They eat like just rice and pickles or something, you know, very simple.
这个庙宇生活呢是非常的苦行的，嗯，白天呢他们仅仅就吃一些大米饭，还有一些菜。
Then one day in a week they go begging in the village.
一周当中有一天，他们必须要去村里去乞讨。
He said they all knew like which house would give the most opulent thing, or which house would give them some wine, or you know.And they would all get eat so much they would get sick.
他们对每家每户呢都非常的一清二楚，哪一家会提供非常丰盛的食物，哪家会给一些酒类。
So they weren't really austere. They would, you know, that's what Krishna says. If you, you know, you control your senses, but you have the desire, then it's a fake.We have to replace that. We have to become satisfied with a higher taste.
所以就是他们必须要控制感官，但是如果他们就没能控制感官，然后他们就像《薄伽梵歌》里说的，他们心里却念念不离这个享受的念头的话，那么就是一个假的。他们必须要学会怎么控制。
So like the monks in any religion, I think they're supposed to take whatever they get by begging.
这些和尚呢，他们应当是就是乞讨来什么就吃下什么。
I think for, you know, in the Vedic culture, they're supposed to go to only 7 houses begging.
按照伟达的文化呢，他只能去七个家庭乞讨。
And then whatever they get, so it's not like if one day they don't get very much, so they just keep going and going until they get more. They have to satisfy with that.
他们不是说在一家乞讨来的不够，他就去下一家这样这样的，他必须满足于从一家当中得到些什么。
So like in Thailand now, the monks do that. Every morning they go around, but they go out for a long time. And they go to many places. And the people, if they come out, they have a little table and they're giving food to the monks.
在泰国，就那些和尚一清早，他们就会出发去乞讨。然后在那些居士呢，他们会在家门外摆一个桌子，就提供和尚那食物。
And they give him meat and fish and all kinds of stuff.
他们给提供肉类、鱼类。
And they say, well, we're beggars, so we have to take whatever people give us. So that's why we eat meat.
这些和尚就声称。不论人们提供我们食物什么种类食物，我们就必须吃下去。所以呢，他们就吃肉也吃鱼。
So that's mixing things up pretty bad.
实际上这是混淆了一谈。
Because if they just announce we don't want to eat meat, nobody would give them meat, but they like it.But they say, well, what can we do? It's what people give us.
如果他们把事情讲清楚，告诉人们我们不吃肉的，人们就不会给他们吃提供这个肉类。但实际上，他们心底里、私下里是很喜欢、很享受这个肉的滋味的。
So、
他们就是。 只是在那里宣称我们有什么办法呀？
First thing is to control the tongue.
首先要控制舌头。
Like in the modern countries where people are, don't have money, they eat mostly just for the tongue, just for the taste.
在现代社会，人们大部分时候呢，大部分人他们仅仅是为了满足他们的舌头，仅仅是为了
pleasure. They don't. It's not like they're hungry. Because if you're really hungry, everything tastes good. You don't have to look around and find the best restaurant. Anything will taste good if a person's really hungry.
因为如果一个人真的是饥肠辘辘的话。那么什么他吃什么都是很香的，他们用不着去很远的那个饭馆吃饭。
So, Rupa Goswami said, "Manas Krodha Vegan, Jiva Vegan, Udava Kasta Vegan." You have to control the tongue, because if you don't control the tongue, your belly will become very full, and it'll put extra weight and agitate the other senses. It begins with the tongue.
必须要控制舌头，如果不控制舌头的话，就会过量食用，过量大腹便便，然后之后呢，就其他的感官也都骚动起来。所以首先要控制舌头。
Lord Chaitanya has given us the best and easiest way to control the senses and control the mind.
就柴田那教导我们说。最简单、最容易的控制感官的方法是控制心意。
Which is to, you know, chant the holy name.
那就是要唱诵圣名。
That engages the tongue, eat prasadam, that engages the tongue.
对于舌头来说，最好的事情就是只吃 prasadam。
Think of ways to spread the holy name, to give it to others, gain in mind.
让自己的心意总是忙着想，思考怎么把圣名给别人。
Deity worship, we engage the hands and other senses. Things we offer, we smell the flowers and incense offered to the Lord. So we can engage, we can utilize all the senses for Krishna instead of for man.
当我们做神像崇拜的时候，我们就会用上双手来装饰神像，将感官用于做服务。我们用闻供过的鲜花或者是香。
People are mad after satisfying their tongue.
人们都疯狂的努力去满足自己的舌头。
So they advertise it.I remember when I was in Japan, I would see television sometimes.
我记得我在日本的时候呢，他们在电视上就放这样的一个节目。
Most of the advertising for food.
大部分广告都是跟食物有关。
Especially this food that's very easy to prepare at home. You just put the plastic bag in the boiling water.Microwave or something. So the housewife is dressed up very nice and she's smiling.
他们用那种速食就是方便食品，就放在塑料袋里，放在微波炉里一加热，这个香味就出来了。
So it always showed the children saying, "Oishi, oishi, oishi."That means very delicious, delicious, oh, so nice.
然后就会有孩子就在那里喊，哦许哦许，哎，太好吃，太好吃了。
So all this food we buy, like at the train station, everything in the bag and already cooked, and the restaurants also, it's full of this Ajinomoto.
所以这个就像那个就和火车一样，就是一个链条，一个食品链。
You know that word in Chinese?
No, no.
Yeah, I forget. You know what it is. If I tell you the Chinese word, you know. Monosodium glutamate, MSG.
Sodium,
the chemical name is monosodium glutamate. In Chinese it's Wei Ji Shu.
Oh. It's a to make food very delicious.
Yeah, it has no taste itself. Like if you put salt or chili pepper or any spice, the spice has taste.
味极鲜，它自己没有味道，但是会让食物变得很好吃，就像黑胡。
In Japan, aji means taste.
日语当中 aji 的意思是味道。
They named it aji no moto. Moto means original. The original taste. Sounds good.
Moto 的意思是最原初的，所以合在一起就是最原初的味道，听上去很好听。
But it's actually just a chemical that makes your brain think, oh, this tastes really good. But it doesn't taste good.
它只是一种化学合成品，就让这个大脑。
But you see people go crazy eating the chips or whatever they buy. In the big bag, they eat the whole thing.
嗯。So
people want that taste.The tongue is very voracious.
人们就为了这个满足这个舌头，就在那里就吃很多的东西。他们会把一整袋的薯条都吃下去。
So we'll naturally ask, well, how can we control it? How can we conquer this?
问题就出来了，我们怎么能控制呢？
You can do that by chanting all the time.We might have trouble to chant all the time, but then if we try to think about how to get other people to chant, that will help us a lot.
最简单的方法就是通过唱诵。当然我们要想一直不停的唱诵，这是有点麻烦，就是很有点困难的。但是如果我们想着怎么让别的人也一起来念诵的话，这就对我们很大有裨益了。
And that's, you know, Krishna will benedict us also. If you give mercy, the mercy of Krishna, Krishna will give you his mercy. He reciprocates.
如果我们把仁慈给予别人，Krishna 就会回报我们，给予我们仁慈。
So it's not complex, you know. People ask, "How can we do this? How can we do that?" You can just do the basics of Krishna consciousness.
这没有什么复杂的。人们总是提这个问题，就是我该怎么做呢？我该怎么做那个事情？这里头只是一些最基本的 Krishna 之觉哲学而已。
You know, there's nine processes traveling Kirtan on the sound.
有九项奉献服的方法，刷完的 Kirtan 呢，聆听、唱诵、意念。
There's a lot of variety there, so we can choose what, you know, everybody has different propensities, different things they like, just do that, but offer it to Krishna.
有各种各样的种类的奉献服务，有的人倾向于，某种特定的奉献服务，他们只需要去从事，然后把结果献给 Krishna。
And, but of course, hearing and chanting should always be there.
当然了，无论做什么，都必须有聆听和唱诵。
Whatever else service we're doing, we should be trying to hear and chant about Krishna.
无论我们做什么样的服务，其他的服务，都必须伴随着聆听，伴随着唱诵。
Okay, so that's a pretty good timing. Very simple message, but very deep.
今天讲了很长时间，这个讯息很简单，但是呢，却是很深奥的。
So, let's see if we have any questions. I think there were some questions left over from last Friday, but...
Last Friday. Well, usually they will answer the question on Friday.
Okay.
If the
different people, huh?
Yes. They have different class.
So, any questions?
No.
Okay, well, they always come. Let's see, wait a little bit more.
Okay.
要从第二个开始。陈娟。
Yeah, I'm ready. But I can't hear you now, they said.
Jai Padma. With me.禀拜 Guru Dev， 感谢主播，不依附结果，把结果交给 Krishna， 但有时结果不好还焦虑，这是心欲受到了打扰吗？ Obeisance Guru Dev， thank you for the host. We should not attach to the result. We should give the result to Krishna. But still.If the result is not good, we'll feel worried. Is this that our mind is disturbed?
I have to hear it again because it started loud noise outside.
We should give the result, our result, to Krishna and be.Unattached to the result, but if the result is not good, we'll feel worried. So the question is that, so is the our mind was disturbed?
Well, first place.Krishna appreciates our endeavor, not so much what the result is.
首先 ，Krishna 欣赏我们的努力，并不是关注的是我们的结果。
So I don't know what you mean by not good result. But, you know, say we're working hard, but we don't get very much money, or you know, we try to whatever.Krishna appreciates the effort.
我不知道你说结果不好是指的是什么？是不是你工作很努力，但是工资并不高？无论如何 ，Krishna 欣赏的是我们的努力。
All right, so we should always try to do nicely, but you know, we don't always get what we think is a good result. But Krishna is happy with our effort.
我们当然我们应该就是努力了，但是有的时候得到的结果不是很好。无论如何 ，Krishna 欣赏的是我们的努力。
All right.
这个回答你满意吗？
Right? Is that all right?
Another question. Kripana Vatsala Dasi. Shinshin的顶拜 敬爱的 Gurudeva. 感谢 翻译主播。 控制心意最好方法就是唱诵圣名， 思考如何派发圣名。 除了户外唱诵， 我别的想不到。 我该如何祈祷呢？ Obeisance to dear Gurudev deeply. Thank you for the host. The best way to control the mind is to chant holy name and to think about how to distribute holy names. Except outdoor chanting. I don't know other way. How can I pray?
We pray when we're chanting, as Prabhupada gave it. Please, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. We don't say this service or that service. That's the highest thing. But if we're saying, well, Krishna, I really want to cook for you, that's okay. That's good. I really want to preach for you. I really want to clean the temple. I really want to help a devotee. I want to give a donation. Whatever it is, you can pray. Help me to do it.
The best prayer is to chant the holy name. 当然了，我们可以祈祷。 我很喜欢做饭， 我很喜欢传播， 我很喜欢清洁， 这都是可以的。 She's asking are there any ways to distribute the holy name except outdoor chanting?
Is there any what? Any way to what?
Chanting outside. Outside the house.
I don't understand. Can you repeat it again?
She's saying that since the best ways to control the mind is by chanting and by thinking on how to distribute holy names. But except outdoor chanting, she cannot think of any others.
Well, nowadays the best way is by internet. Everybody's selling everything by internet, and we should be promoting Krishna by internet.
现在就是在这个当下这个阶段，最好的就是通过网络，因为现在都是电商销售，每个人都在做电商，所以最好的就是通过网络。
We have to use our intelligence. You can talk to one person, many devotees in China do that. They have web page selling stuff and they talk to people and they tell them about Krishna.
现在呢有很多中国奉献者呢，他们有自己的网页，有自己的朋友圈，他们就会在网上或者微信上跟别人来聊天。
Okay. We have to pray to Krishna, help me. And if you can't, then you just preach to yourself that you should chant better, that you should try harder, you should be more attentive, you should chant more, whatever.Take advantage of the kartik, because whatever you do, especially if you do more than you normally do, you get more benefit than other things.
如果我们做不到就是传播圣门的话，至少我们自己也可以念诵更多的圈数，或者是更专注的、更有质量的来念诵。特别是现在这个月是卡提个月，无论我们做什么，他们都的这个灵性的利益都会更多，带来更多灵性利益。
Thank you for your same question as a week.
Sala Dasi said Hare Krishna and offered flowers to you.
I only heard offer flowers, I didn't hear anything else.
She said Hare Krishna.
You have to tell me the whole sentence again.
Well, Kripna Vatsala Dasi, she sent message. The message is Hare Krishna and some flowers.
Okay, good. Everybody should make sure to offer flame to Krishna.Every day for 1 month, you get so much benefit from it.
人人都应该确保每天连续一个月都供奉灯，就会得到那么多的好处。
Okay, thank you. Okay, Sharon.
我们晚课的知音服务员今天晚上的讲课就到这里了，非常感谢乔装斯阿米给我们带来精彩讲课，感谢大家的好问题，祝大家一个美好的卡提个月 Hare Krishna。